But if I still take go to the Lord, the material modes of ignorance and passion and do not prevail, nor is there any of their influence in the matter of goodness. There is no predominance. Nor is there any of their influence in the matter of goodness. There is no predominance of the influence of time. So what to speak of the illusory external energy that cannot enter in that region? Without discrimination, both the demigods and the demons worship the Lord as devotees.
So this is the description. Beginning. just to get an idea of the spiritual world. Unless we go there, just like we have come to Japan, we are getting direct experience. But before coming here, from books and literature and maps, it is an example. We can get some information. What is Japan? Similarly, the spiritual world, what is that spiritual world? In other places, in Upanishad also, described, in Bhagavad Gita also this description. Najatra bhasayati surya na chanda na tara. There is no need of sunlight, moonlight. What to speak of these stars? Neither napavaka, neither electricity. Najatra bhasayati surya na chanda na pavaka. Here in this material world, we cannot see things without sunlight, moonlight or electricity. We are proud of our eyes. But as soon as there is no light, now there is sunlight, we can see very nice. The spiritual world is not like that. There is no need of sunlight, moonlight or electricity. The first impression is there in Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, here also, Pravartate jatra rajastamasayu satyancha misra na cha kala vikram. Na pravartate. What is the meaning?
Na pravartate. Prevail.
Not prevail. Does not prevail. What is that? Here, there are three material modes of nature. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. Goodness, passion and ignorance. These things are not there. Here, the satogun, the goodness is also polluted, misram. Here, just like sometimes a Brahmin, born of a Brahmin family, very first class, all everything, but he is working as a Shudra. Not pure. There is mixture. Therefore they say, sattanca misram. Sattanca misram. Misram means sometimes there is, because all qualities of the material nature is helping me to misidentify my position. And the lower stage, just like animals, the dog, and the lower stage of tamogun, unnecessarily, go, where, I'm here, where you are coming, you see. So this is the lower stage of tamogun. There is no offense, still he'll disturb people. So tamogun is lower stage, little more passion, rajagun, beware of the dog. He does not make gyo gyo, but he points out, here is dog, please don't come. Similarly, satagun also, Mr. Such and Such, you cannot see without engagement. These things are going on, the influence of three modes of material nature. So these things are not there. They do not require to keep a dog, neither there is dog. Just to make an idea, what is Vaikuntha Loka? Vaikuntha means without anxiety. Vaikuntha. Kuntha means anxiety. And Vaikuntha means without anxiety. See, if you have no anxiety, what is the use of keeping cow, keeping dog, for making gazo? You have no anxiety. Just like in Japan, the practice is generally they say that there is no thief.
Yes. Yes.
So, actually, if there is no thief, where is the cause of anxiety? If there is no burglar, thieves, rogues, it is the duty, actually. It is the duty of the king to see that there should be no thieves. People should be anxiety-free. That is good, nice government. People, I mean, Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he was ruling, there was not even scorching heat. People are so anxiety-free, you see. Due to pious activities of Maharaj Yudhishthira, there was no severe cold or scorching heat, no dangerous disease, infection. They are all free from it. It can be possible if there is good government. So here is the idea. Parvartate jatra rajastamastayu sattanta misram nasa kala vikrama. Kala vikrama. Here we are governed by the stringent laws of time. I am getting old. Kala vikrama. The body is getting 76 years. This means time has eaten up my duration of life 76 years. Influence of time. You cannot avoid it. Kala vikrama. Nadatra maya. Maya, illusion. Either fixed up idea. Everyone knows Lord Vishnu or Krishna is the Supreme Personality and they are all happy by serving the Lord. Everyone is engaged. Sura, asura, archita, anubrata. They are not, they have no revolutionary spirit. Why shall I serve you? I am also God. This is revolutionary. These things are not there. The so-called rascal declaring oneself that I am God. No, anubrata. Everyone is following. Yes, Lord. In Vaikuntha planet, there is very great respectful consciousness, here is Lord. But in Vrindavan, there is no such respectful consciousness, Krishna and the cowherd boys, gopis, but their love is very, very intense. Out of love, they cannot disobey Krishna. Here in the Vaikuntha, out of respect, cannot disobey. In the Vrindavan, Maloka Vrindavan, they cannot think of denying anything to Krishna. Krishna is so much lovable. They can give anything. There is no so respectful. Because they do not know that Krishna is God. They know Krishna is like us, one of us. But their respect and love is so intense that without Krishna they become lifeless. There is no life. So, here we are defying Krishna, defying God, we're declaring falsely, I am God, you are God, why you are searching God? This is God, God's loitering in the street. He just tried to search them. Why you are searching in the temple? These things are kala vikrama. influence of time, maya, illusion, and so many things. These things are absent. So it is the purpose, you see. And surasurachita, there is no more distinction between sura and asura. Here, asuras, they are not devotees. They deny. So asura, how the asura goes there? The asura does not go there as asura, but he goes there as devotee. It's like Pallad Maharaj. He is the son of an asura, Hiranyakashipu. Therefore he is classified asura, son of asura. But this asura quality is no more existing there, although he is promoted. In other words, when one is transferred to the Vaikuntha world, there is no such distinction between sura and asura. Why is there? Everyone is engaged in Krishna's service. So in other words, here also, anyone who is engaged in Krishna's service, it doesn't matter whether he is born in Mlecha family, Javan family, or Muslim family, or Hindu family, or Brahmin family, these distinctions are completely abolished. Because the real business, everyone is mukta, liberated. He is engaged in real business, Krishna's service. What is the purpose?
The kingdom of God, or the atmosphere of Vaikuntha nature, which is called the Tripad Vibhuti, is three times bigger than the material universes, and is described here, as also in the Bhagavad Gita, in a nutshell. This universe, containing billions of stars and planets, is one of the billions of such universes clustered together within the compass of Mahat Tattva. And all these millions and billions of universes combined together constitute only one-fourth of the magnitude of the whole creation of the Lord. There is the spiritual sky also. Beyond this sky, the spiritual planets are there under the names of Vaikuntha, and all of them constitute three-fourths of the entire creation of the Lord. God's creations are always innumerable. Even the leaves of a tree cannot be counted by a man, nor the hairs on his head. However, foolish men are puffed up with the idea of becoming God himself, though unable to create a hair of their own body.
I have protested this God, false God consciousness in all my purpose. That is my business. To punish all these rascals. I become very much angry when one says before me, I am God, he is God. I cannot control myself. Yes, and so my obstinate enemy of these rascals. I want to kick them on their face. But it is incivility. I want to kick them. That will be my pleasure. Never mind. I go to hell. God.
Man may discover so many wonderful vehicles of journey, but even if he reaches the moon by his much advertised spacecraft, he cannot remain there. The sane man, therefore, without being puffed up, as if he were the god of the universe, abides by the instructions of the Vedic literature, the easiest way to acquire knowledge and transcendence. So let us know through the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam of the nature and constitution of the transcendental world beyond the material sky. In that sky, the material quality...
They are going to different planets. They cannot go. Suppose if they are going. So, taking so much trouble, expending so much money, they are trying to study. But we study within this room, even after Vaikuntha planet. These rascals are taking so much trouble and is still unsuccessful. And we are getting all clear ideas. That is the perfection of meditation. in remote jungle. They are sitting. They are enjoying spiritual atmosphere and getting all information from the meditators. How much, I want to say, fortunate we are, because we have taken shelter of the meditators. Get all information. Is there any doubt? So why should we take so much trouble? Chant Hare Krishna, take information, be prepared, and at the time of death, think of Krishna immediately, within a second. Taktadi hang panarjanma naiti mame iti kanti. Within a second, transfer. Because spirit soul is finer than the mind. So, mind can be transferred immediately, within a second, millions of minds. So how much speed is there for spirit soul, you can imagine. Mind, you can immediately, you are sitting here, immediately you can transfer mind, Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
You are seeing, the kirtan is going on. It's practical. Manaso, Bayu, the velocity of the air, and finer than the, because air is gross matter, and mind is subtle matter. So, the speed of mind is far greater than the velocity of air. Yeah, the velocity of air is 2,000 miles per, or 200 miles, like that.
Of light, velocity of light?
Light or air, what is it?
Velocity of light is 5,280 miles per second.
You see? Light. Light is subtler than air. Light is fire. Light is electricity. Electricity is produced by air. So, first gross matter, this earth, and subtler than earth is water. And subtler than water is air. No,
fire.
Subtler than water is fire.
Fire.
So, electricity. You told me the velocity of electricity?
Yes, 428,000 miles per second.
Per second. So this is the third settlement. The fourth settlement matter is air. The air must be still greater velocity. Air, from air, just like we get radio message. In 1 second, one sound rotates 7 times. Is it not?
Speed of light goes, I think.
It's not speed of sound. You say, Krishna, this word immediately, within a second, 7 times. And therefore, we quickly capture, you have got a message.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's still speedy sound. Sound is sky. So, subtler than the sound is the mind. Then you can imagine how much speed is in mind. How many millions of miles it can go. And subtler than the mind is soul. So just imagine how quickly the soul can be transferred to the other world, other planets. It can be transferred by yogic principle. So it is said, taktati aham punarjanma naiti mam iti kanta. The more subtler, and in the spiritual world, that is completely spiritual. There is no tinge or contamination of anything of this material embarrassment. Ohi tuti apratihata. That what is?
In that sky, the material qualities, especially the modes of ignorance and passion, are completely absent. The mode of ignorance influences a living entity to the habit of lust and hankering, and this means that in the Vaikuntha lokas, the living entities are free from these two things. As confirmed in the...
Lust and hankering. These two things completely. Then?
As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Brahma-bhuta stage of life, one becomes free from hankering and lamentation. Therefore, the conclusion is that the inhabitants of the Vaikuntha planets are all Brahma-bhuta living entities, as distinguished from the mundane creatures who are all compact in hankering and lamentation. When one is not in the modes of ignorance and passion, one is supposed to be situated in the mode of goodness in the material world. Goodness in the material world also at times becomes contaminated with touches of the mode of passion and ignorance. In the Vaikuntha loka, it is unalloyed goodness only. The whole situation there is one of freedom from the illusory manifestation of the external energy. Although illusory energy is also part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, still illusory energy is differentiated from the Lord. The illusory energy is not, however, false, as claimed by the monist philosophers. The rope accepted as a snake may be an allusion to a particular person, but the rope is a fact, and the snake is also a fact. The illusion of water on the hot desert may be illusion for the ignorant animal searching out water in the desert, but the desert and water are actual facts. Therefore, the material creation of the Lord may be an allusion to the non-devotee class of men. But to a devotee, even the material creation of the Lord is a fact, as a manifestation of his external energy. But this energy of the Lord is not all. The Lord has his internal energy also, which has another creation known to be the Vaikuntha lokas, where there is no ignorance, no passion, no illusion, and no past and present. With a poor fund of knowledge, one may be unable to understand the existence of such things as the Vaikuntha atmosphere, but that does not nullify its existence. That spacecraft cannot reach these planets does not mean that there are no such planets, for they are described in the revealed scriptures. As quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami, we can know from the Narada Pancharatra that the transcendental world, or Vaikuntha atmosphere, is enriched with transcendental qualities. These transcendental qualities, as revealed through the devotional service of the Lord, are distinct from the mundane qualities of ignorance, passion, and goodness. Such qualities are non-attainable by the non-devotee class of men. In the Padma Purana, Uttarakhanda, it is stated that beyond the one-fourth part of God's creation, there is the three-fourths part manifestation. The marginal line between
the... See how we are getting information about the space. You see. Beyond this material sky, this space is... information of this space is there. They cannot have any information of this material space. What to speak of the spiritual space? How much our knowledge is perfect. Either we are crazy or thinking, or we are in a very secure position, then all is rested. What do you think? Clear conception of everything. Go on.
The marginal line between the material manifestation and the spiritual manifestation is the Viraja River, and beyond the Viraja, which is a transcendental current flowing from the perspiration of the body of the Lord, there is the three-fourths part manifestation of God's creation. This part is eternal, everlasting, without any deterioration, and unlimited, and contains the highest perfectional stage of living conditions. In the Sankhya Komodi, it is stated that unalloyed goodness, or transcendence, is just opposite to the material modes. All living entities are eternally associated without any break, and the Lord is the chief and prime entity there. In the Agama Puranas also, the transcendental abode is described as follows. The associated members there are free to go everywhere within the creation of the Lord, and there is no limit to such creation, particularly in the region of the three-fourths magnitude. Since the nature of that region is unlimited, there is no history of such association, nor is there end of it. The conclusion may be drawn that because of the complete absence of the mundane qualities of ignorance and passion, there is no question of creation, nor of annihilation. In the material world, everything is created and everything is annihilated, and the duration of life between the creation and annihilation is temporary. In the transcendental realm, there is no creation and no destruction, and thus the duration of life is eternal, unlimitedly. In other words, everything in the transcendental world is everlasting, full of knowledge and bliss, without any deterioration. Since there is no deterioration, there is no past, present, and future in the estimation of time. It is clearly stated in this verse that the influence of time is conspicuous by its absence. The whole material existence is manifested by actions and reactions of elements which make up the influence of time prominent in the matter of past, present, and future. There are no such actions and reactions of cause and effects there, so the cycle of birth, growth, existence, transformations, deterioration, and annihilation, or the six material changes, are not existent there. It is the unalloyed manifestation of the energy of the Lord, without any illusion, as experienced here in the material world. The whole Vaikuntha existence proclaims that everyone there is a follower of the Lord. The Lord is the chief leader there, without any competition of leadership, and the people in general are all followers of the Lord. It is confirmed in the Vedas, therefore, that the Lord is the chief leader, and all other living entities are subordinate to Him. It is confirmed in the Vedas, therefore, that the Lord is the chief leader, and all other living entities are subordinate to Him, as only the Lord.
So we have accepted the original Buddha, Krishna. Why should he follow the lesser leader, who has no perfect knowledge? We have accepted the supreme leader. That is our advantage. Then,
as only the Lord satisfies all the needs of all other living entities.
And he is so able leader that he supplies everything. He is not a false leader. Then?
That is the end of the purport.
That's all. So I stick to this leader. Don't be That's all.
Close.